Our Old Testament scripture comes from the book of Job, chapter 23, verses 1 through 9. Then Job answered, "Today all my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his dwelling. I would lay my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would learn what he would answer me and understand that he would say to me. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, but he would give heed to me. There the upright could reason with him, and I should be acquitted forever by my judge. If I go forward, he is not there, or backwards, I cannot perceive him. On the left, he hides, and I cannot behold him. I turn to the right, but I cannot see him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. If only I could vanish into the darkness, the thick darkness would cover my face." Our second reading is taken from the book of Hebrews 4, 12 through 16. "Indeed, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into it divides souls from spirit, joint from marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of him, of the one, to whom we must render an account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Lead us, hold fast to our confession, for we do not have a high priest unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive the mercy and find the grace to help in time of need." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It's my pleasure this morning to introduce Alan Pancake, who we all know from being here previously and from his recordings and so forth. He's been active in our community, he and his wife Melissa, and we certainly enjoyed having him before. So, Alan, the floor is yours.
Thank you. quietly, we're not too loud. Jared's doing a good job over here. All right. Okay, we'll put Jared to work here with some Oh Happy Day.
Ready, yes, sir.
have his moment here with some of this traditional.
I love it.
But we will go over to his side of the field here with some Lorne Daigle and Still Rolling Stones.
I'll try not to be too crazy. Too loud.
Just behave yourself.
I'll try. Just give me the look.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's my favorite gospel song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I haven't played it for...
Is that us?
I have not played it for a long time in front of an audience, so hopefully it goes well. Thanks for again for having us this morning. This is a beautiful sanctuary here. Just an honor to get to come and play. And I pick on my wife. I love her very much, and she takes good care of me. So I've got to throw that out before we go too far. She puts up with my quirks and the early morning practice and breakfast and all the stuff for performance days. And once again, thank you, Jared, for coming. So I want to play Just a Closer Walk with Thee for you. Thank you.
much.